fine. I'm going to take the Eilam back a little bit to Sif Hei. Sif Hei is a very sadistic Sif. It comes up all the time. In fact, right now we happen to be in the middle of such a dinter. Basically, the Chiddush of Sif Hei is what we call a Mum Oiva Mum, which is Efshel Asakein, that the Mechaber holds, and Ramon, depending on the case, also holds that the Mekach is Kayim. And the seller has the ability to be Mesakein. What is the understanding? What does it mean that you could be masakin a mamoiva to prevent the mekach toys? We've discussed this in the past, but it's kedai to reiterate, is that the yisaid is midin hashlama. It means it's snapshot that if you buy something that's fixable and you'll get a discount, whatever it is, then and the buyer doesn't mind. Now the buyer does mind, and it is a mom, and it really be yisaid, it is a mekach toys. Just the seller has a right to block a tviz mekatois by fixing the mum, by being mesakin it, by being menakim and adomim, whatever it is. But beyisoy, the long this is, it's midin hashlam. It's not pshat that it's like reish lamagimu yafis to yafis and you give baini baini. It's chlal not that. And you're going to see that in many nafkamin zalak. I'm not going to go through all of them. But beyisoy ravada, it's midin hashlam. And it's mefurish beyisayisiv. The beyisayisiv compares the two alakas of sefalof to sefhei. That it's midin hashlam. Means he's the yisoid lokeach wants a tiny mekach toys because of the mum, and he's rightfully tining a mekach toys because of the mum. Just a moicha could block that tiny midin hashlama. Kipshuta, that's what the Machaber says in Teshuvah Sarosh, is that what you have to give back is you have to give back enough money to be misaking the mum. Emotionally, you buy a house, and the house is $500,000, and it has a mum, a faulty roof. With the faulty roof, the house is where it's $495,000. But to fix the roof costs $20,000. The seller's not going to give back just a deduction, a discount of $5,000 of baini baini. He's giving back $20,000 to the mea tikkun that it costs to fix the roof. And that's the lashon of Machaber. In the old Shulchan Aruch. You have to give back enough daman kadesh yagza abayis lekadmusai. And for example, what happens if the mea tikkun b'shas the mekach was $20,000, and later on it went up or went down. So you have to go b'shas whenever it is. When you come to the din Torah, when you have this tviyah, this dinu dvarim, at that point, whatever the dmei tikkun is, that's the amount of dmei tikkun that you have to give to be mesakin. It's nothing to do with what was at the shas mekach. And let's just take it, play it out to the next step, which is also beside. I'll be this as pashut, but is what happens if at the time of the sale it was fixable. But later on, it became not fixable. Something was in Schadish that no longer allows it to be fixable. Either the tikkun is no longer around, available, or there's nothing to be misaken, something happened to the product. If by the time you come to the Nintayr, it's no longer fixable, then it'll be a Mekach Toys, even though Bishas to Mekach was a beautiful Mekach with an easy, quick fix, it doesn't make a difference. And as a Raya Ladova, the Fukid Hamisakish, Raya Ladov is it's Mufusha Gemara, Mishnah, and Gemara, and Bukhari, Taflam, and Zainam, and Aleph. The Gemara has a case over there, a couple of cases, two of the cases are Raya, one better than the other, but you sold the Bukhar, it's really Reish Lamadalad, you sold the Bukhar, and the person ate a Bukhar unknowingly, you sold him a Bukhar, and later on he wants a tiny to make a toys, he thought he was buying kosher meat, but he already ate it. So the Gemara has a whole sugya that you have to deduct for the anah that he had, a chilek of his nefesh kotzaben, nevel to trefesh, kotzim ramosim, other things that are not nefesh kotzaben, who didn't if you sell an item which is tevel, and he unknowingly ate it, and now he wants a tiny mekak tois, the same thing, it's a mekak tois, just he has to deduct for the anah, again, depending on the sheet and depending on the issa. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? If we're talking about something that's a bechor or something that's tevel, so it's like zenin of zelachos. I was nana from your product, but you had no use out of your product. And the Gemara, what do you mean? If it was a mum, have a magzinu lei vishar nele, I would have showed it to a kohen and he would have been matir, a rav, he would have been matired. If it was tvolim, have a maskinin aluhu v'achalnu aluhu. I had ways to make sure to fix it. And nevertheless, but now that you ate it, I no longer have that ability. And the state in the Gemara, it's a mekach tois. It means, let's take the easiest case, tevel. I sold you tevel, chuli, Reuven sold Shimon tevel. And at the time of the sale, it was an easy, quick fix. Yimafresh memakam aches, not a problem. And had he tiny the mekach tois, calls when the tevel was around, avadet to memoiva, and we would have the halacha, the machaba, that the mekach is kaim. But now that the buyer ate it, and it can no longer be mafresh mimokam acher to be masak in this tevel. The halacha is it's a mekach tois. Just you have to deduct for the mayor, no, whatever it was. But it's a mekach tois. What's a mekach tois? It's a mumoiva. B'shasim b'chir was a mumoiva. That means clear that at the time of the sale, it's irrelevant. It's the time of the dinu dvarim. Right now, if no longer you could be masak in it, then it's a rightful mekach tois. Now, if it will be like Reish Lamed Gimel type of Asura, Yofes or Yofes with Beini Beini, then I don't care what you do with it afterwards. You could eat it, you could destroy it, who cares? If it is, you're willing to take it with a certain amount of discount, if the discount will be the price, if the discount will be to fix it, but that would be the final, that's it, the sale is over. You see, for me, not like that.
You say that basically it's not usable.
Sorry?
You say that it was not usable, so it's not called
Ashlash. Over there, is it? We're going to have to, okay, let's go through all the sheets of Zafshel Lashem and we'll see which sheet you're talking about. Yeah, why not? I mean,
why don't you think it out?
Well, Brashas Vav was prorating when you have things with it, which are units of the same item. Why not? I have no reason why not. I know that this is coming from the Rosh, and we discussed last time, I don't have to bore you again, but I know that the Talmidei HaRosh Ben Yeruchim, the Tor hold like the Rashba, I have no reason to believe, and the Rosh and the Tor himself brings on this halakha too. I have no reason to believe that there's any problem here. Alright, now let's try to break it down and understand the different cases. You have a case of the Machaba that you bought a house and you found out that there were no windows, no doors. So it's totally not acceptable, and nevertheless, the halacha is that menachem and adam and mekach is kaim. Comes along the Ramah and the Ramah is moisef two cases. One was quote unquote a mum she'enu b'guf habayis. It's like an aria. Rav Yolov, you have it from the outside, like a derech olav, amin samayim. That's the second case, and the Ramah holds over there masalak mum v'mekach is kaim. Same halacha as a machabah, but a different case. And the third case is the Ramah. Of the halacha, the Ramah brings down where it's a mum beguf habayis, kugain shamol loyshesh lekayis l'sham and nimtzeruah. There, the Ramah holds enu yachal livnas lekayis l'shalim. So you have three halachas, and at first glance, and a number of achrayim say this, it would seem that the Machaba and the Ramah really argue. The Machaba is a case of bayis where there are no windows and doors. The Machaba holds yinakulam in adam and v'yikayim ambeka. And the Ramah's last case was, and you have a case of ruah. There the Ramah says, "Zeinu yakul of nesle kais ojalim," and a number of Akronim say they argue. Clearly, you know, and I know that can't be. Then, of course, the Ramah's not arguing with the Machaba. Ramah doesn't bring down the Yeshkok, Machenik, anything like anything to. And Adarabba, if anything, you see the Ramah is trying to bavon why it's not a steer. The Ramah actually interprets the Machaba. If he brings down the Machaba, uncharacteristic of the Ramah, he touches the Machaba. Shreibayis Macheloi Vadayin Nekrabayis. It means he's giving a stempel to Machaba's halacha. He's agreeing with the Machaba. He's even touching the Machaba. He's maskim to the din on the Machaba. And then he adds on two halachas that for some reason you don't have this beer of bayis macheloi vadayin nekrabayis. And vice versa, in the case of Kaisa Ruah, there you don't have this din of bayis macheloi vadayin nekrabayis, which needs a beer. We have to explain why. But it's clear that the Machaba and Ramah are agreeing. They're just different cases. And let's try to understand this. You go to the source of the halacha. The source of the halacha of the Ramah is the Chuvah Sri Magash. It is quoted by Kitz in the Daki Moshe, it's quoted by the Mordechai. But if you look up the Sri Magash inside, you'll see that the Sri Magash himself had three different cases. It's no Chiddush on the Machaba and the Ramah, it's really a Sri Magash. The Sri Magash classifies three different types of mumoiva. One is a mum she'enu b'guf habayis, which is Ramah's first case, Kegoyin Ames HaMayim, and over there the Rima Gash Taka says that the Mekach is Kayim. The second case of the Rima Gash will be a Mum Beguf HaBayis, and I quote, V'atikinu Ponim Chadoshes, and the tikkun that you're going to make is considered something new, something that wasn't there, that you can't say that this was the Chafetz that was there, B'Shas Mechira. It means the Chafetz that you bought, that you had the expectation, the Chafetz you were supposed to be buying, and the Chafetz that was delivered, The two aren't the same. After the tikkun, this is not the chayfet that you actually got at the time of the sale. It's panim chadoshes, ba'alokan. And that is the case of Kaisu Ruah, which is the last case of the Ramal. And that is a mekach bottle. And then, which is conveniently left out of the Daki Moshe, was a third case of the Rimagash. And that was something which is beguf habayis, but the tikkun is not considered panim chadoshes. Something in the middle. It is beguf habayis, but the tikkun is not panim chadoshes. And his case, his example is chafiris bekarka. You have holes in your karka that have to be filled. It is beguf habayis. It's not like you're just removing an ari, an amas hamayim, which is on it, or rights that somebody else might have. It's beguf habayis. It's beguf hadavo, but it's not panim chadoshes. It's filling those holes. The rimagash fields is not considered panim chadoshes. Even though you're bringing new sand, that's not considered panim chadoshes. You have to be magder. What makes panim chadoshes? But in this new middle gather of something that's beguf habayis, but it's not panim chadoshes, there the Rimagash says is also the Mekach has bottle. And he brings a raya, a beautiful raya. The Gemara in Ksuba says in Aindalan Amebeis that if you Mekadosh Anisha Amanai Shein Lo Mumin, and she had a problem, and Hocha Yitzha Raifei V'ripe Yaisa, and after the Kedushin she went and she got it fixed, she went to the doctor and got the mum healed, the halacha is Einu Mekudeshes. Zemin Fandana Zakhtar Rimagash, a beautiful raya, that if you have something which is beguf habayis, but it's not panim chadoshes, a healed isha is still the same isha, it's not panim chadoshes, nevertheless, the mekach is a mekach bottle. The kedushin is ain't a kedushin. So Zakhtar Rimagash, these three examples, beguf habayis, which is panim chadoshes, the mekach is bottle. Beguf hadava, even without panim chadoshes, the mekach is bottle. And then the third case, which is Einu Bukuf Adov, like Amas Amayim, Zir the Mekach is Kaim. That's the Rimagash. Now, the Rimagash on his Panim Chadoshes, that means the extreme case, there he brings a simple Arayi, he brings Arayi from a Gemara in Shabbos, the Baitum of Atar, it's a two-shot of a Tum of Atar, that you see that if you have a Kli that has tuma, and then you make a hole in the Kli, the halacha is that until that has a shear of a Rimayin, the Kli is still Tomei. But if you make a hole of a riman, you make the kli unusable, there it's going to be tar. What happens if you had a small hole and you patch it, you kept on doing it until, if you look at all the holes combined, you already have the shear of a riman. But at no one point in time did you have such a large hole. There the Gemara says it's panim chadoshes ba'olakan, because in its entirety, collectively, you see that there was a hole of a riman. So it's old kli, the status of the kli that was at the time of the tum is no longer here. It's a bunch of patches. So that's considered panim chadoshes ba'olakan. It's a new kli, doesn't count. It has no shaykhis to the old kli, so it's tar. So Zakhtar Rimagash, so too, if you have something which is panim chadoshes, like kaisa ruah, then it's like a new kli, it's a new bias. This is not the bias that I got at the time of the delivery. In there, it's panim chadoshes ba'olakan. Once Rimagash moved up a darga and held even without panim chadoshes its bottle because of his new raya hocha itzeroife, then he didn't need this raya panim chadoshes. It's pasha madach even without panim chadoshes. Kosh came with panim chadoshes, but that was the chiddush of Rimagash. His uftu was that even without panim chadoshes, the mekach is bottle. The Ma'aseh, the Rimagash brings the raya from hocha itzeroife v'ripa yaisa. If you look at the Rishonim and the Sugya, most notably the Tosis and the Rosh, they say a different pshat. Why Einu Mekudeshes? They said that the reason why when she goes to the doctor and everything's fixed, it's still Einu Mekudeshes, is because you really didn't fix the problem. You really didn't solve the problem. It's not a mamoiva, because I still remember you with the mum. I still remember you with that blemish. You're disgusting. You're nimis alai. I remember you with that blemish. So you could fix it. But in my mind, that roshim was, you had this mum. And memela, it's not a full mamoiva, and therefore it's Einu Mekudeshes. That's what the Rishonim say. Vayseis from Taisus and Arosh, that somehow, if you could erase his memory, if you could pack and make it in the perfect world of a mamoiva, Einu Chanami, it would be Mekudeshes, even though it was Beguf Hadava. Means even though it was Beguf Hadava, but because it's a mum oiva, it was after lasakin, and she went ahead and she was masakin, and the mekach would be kayim, the glushim would be kayim, even though it's beguf hadava. Does that mean it's fakir? It's a raya from his raya to his halacha. You see, mamish fakir from the rishonim. Those rishonim, you see fakir that it would really be a mekach would be kayim, if not for the fact that it's really not a mum oiva. Good. I have no problem. Good. So you see, it's not like the Rimagash. All right. So basically you have the halacha of Amis HaMayim is fine, and the halacha of the other extreme when Panon Kadoshes is fine. This middle gedda, Beguf HaBayit, so now Panon Kadoshes is a problem. That's already a Machlokes Rishonim. Now let's go back to the Mechaber. What was the Mechaber's case? Mechaber's case was that you have a house that is missing walls and windows and doors and windows. So there the Mechaber says that the Mechaber's HaKayim, where would you rank this halacha? Well, it's definitely Beguf HaBayit, that's clear. But if you want to know if it's considered panur kadosh ba'ala kananat, I know the Ramah. The Ramah says it's not panur kadosh. The Ramah says lahedi to touch up the mechaber shrei bais machaloi v'adai nikra bais. It's not panur kadosh. It means the Ramah is inserting into the mechaber his understanding that you know why this mecca is kain, because it's not panur kadosh. In contrast to my last halacha of kaisa ruah, where there it is considered panur kadosh, because that's the makar is the rimagash. The Mordechai says that this is panur kadosh, and therefore it's a mecca tois. Means the Ramah is kind interesting to two halakas. But what ends up happening is that yes, there's three different examples in the Mechaber Ramah, which is three different examples, Hagdoris, of the Rimagash, but the Mechaber is taking issue with the Rimagash. Whereas the Rimagash Paskin in its middle gather, when you beguf habayis without panur kadosh, even then it's a mekach batel, the Mechaber is Paskin a mekach is kaim. For good reason, because he has a Tshuvas HaRosh, he's coming from Tshuvas HaRosh. And the Tshuvas HaRosh is Lashita say. The Rosh on the Sugya of Ripa Yisrael argues with the Rimagash. So you have a Toysis, a Rosh, a Chuvah, a Rosh, who argues with the Rimagash. Mamele, Paskin, in this middle ghetto that the Mechach is Kaim. Conveniently, therefore, the Darki Moshe, when he brought down the Rimagash, he left out that part of the Rimagash because he doesn't hold of that part of Rimagash. He holds of the first part of Rimagash, no problem. If it's Enu B'Kufa Tav Amez HaMayim. He holds to the last part of the Rimagash if it's Panam Chadoshes. This middle gather he leaves out because he holds like the other Rishonim and he holds like the Tshuvas HaRosh, and therefore he left it out.
So the Prisha says in the Tshuvas HaRosh had the Kilkul, but not the Kilkul.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. One second. But at least in Hagdara wise, we have three cases of Rimagash, and the Taka the Mechaber's Halacha is not Muskim amongst the Rishonim. But nevertheless, that's how we pass the Mechaber and the Ramaz Haskama. Passons like the Mechaber. All right. Kumtais. I know I'm taking on someone, a Malach, but Kumtais, if you look in the Goyin, I take issue with the Goyin. The Goyin has an halacha. The Goyin says, excuse me, I can't follow the Shulchan Aruch, but the Goyin has somewhere, the last halacha, Avimamun Beguf HaBayis. When the Ramah says it is a problem, so if you look in the Makor, why is Mumagav HaBayis a problem? The Rimagash says, because of Panur Kadoshes. Then the Rimagash is a Kaddish, even without Panur Kadoshes. But at the first stage, the Rimagash is Panur Kadoshes. If you ask me what Pshat Ramah is, because of Panur Kadoshes. The Goyin says, because the Rimagash is right from Ksubis, Chav Hocha Eitzarei for Ripi Yisang. Now, that's very nice. He's correct. The Goyin is 100% correct in the Rimagash and the Mordechai that once you have that part of the Rimagash, you no longer need the Raya from Panam Kadoshes. Because even without it, as long as Beguv HaBayis, it's a problem. But to say this is impossible in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Because the Mechaber's case is also Beguv HaBayis without Panam Kadoshes. The Mechaber says the Mechach is Kain. So why in the last case, in the Ramah's case of Kais of Ruah, is the Mechach bottled? You can't tell me because of Ripei I saw with the Rimagash on the Zinnik, then the Mechaber's case should be bottom. Teretz says, no, it's because we don't hold of that pshat of Ripa Yisrael, Hochay Tzarek. We hold like Teretz and the Rosh's pshat, because it's Nemesis Alav, when he's Zoychaha in her mum state. And the reason why the Ramah's made in the last step is because of the other Gemara of Shabbos of Panam Kadoshes. If you ask me, I would have said that the Makari is Shabbos Kafid Beis of Panam Kadoshes. The Shtikl Shver, how could the Goyin, Shtikl, Salatra, how the Goyin plugs in, Hochay Tzarefe, that's in clear contrast and clear steer to the Mechaber's Halakha. You should say that somewhere, right? All right. But the Rimagash says Faket, right? Makar to this halakh says Faket, because Rimagash says there are three examples. There's Einu Beguf HaDava, there's Beguf HaDava Panu Kadoshes, and there's Beguf HaDava which is not Panu Kadoshes. I didn't make up these agdars. I'm Ibn Zaka. The Rimagarch, Avia voice of this halacha, the first one documented ever to say this halacha, makes three agdars, and one is called Mum Beguf Adava, which is not Panon Kadosh, Kigoyin Kafiris Bekaka. To say otherwise means that you didn't see the Makar. Look over the Rimagash. Zaisel Git, I don't have time to argue with you now. We'll go afterwards. Look over the Rimagash lodge, you'll see that what I just said is a version of Rimagash. The Mordechai, I have no problem with the Mordechai bring that raya. Because once you have the maskon of the Rimagash, I would also bring the raya from Ochre Tzarefi. Because I don't need the Gemara Panu Kadoshas anymore. Okay, I would bring the raya Ochre Tzarefi to tell me a bigger chiddush that even without Panu Kadosh, as long as Bekuf Adar is a Mekah Batal. But when you're plugging it into Ramah and the Mechaba, with Ramah and the Mechaba going like Taisas and the Rosh and the Juba is the Rosh, when you have no windows and no doors, it's Bekuf Adar. You're missing windows. It's Chalanis don't exist in the house. Your chalan is invisible. It's not. You're not mamash. It's part of the house. It's not like chafiris bekanka. Chafiris bekanka is also not after lasakin and zokti megash or mum oiva, which is after lasakin, which is beguf adava. It's not even ponim kadoshes. Nevertheless, it's beguf adava, and he holds it's a mega bottle because he has a rifle. More clay, it's a rifle. It's very simple. Let me. It's told in English. Beguf adava means something that's missing in the item itself. And Nabu Govada means the item is perfectly intact, the floor is beautiful, there's just a river on top of it, or the stone has rites on top of it, but there's nothing wrong with the chepitz. It is not Begufadova. Begufadova means there's something lacking, wrong with the chepitz. I'm just saying over Rima Gaj. I know why I have to defend the Rima Gaj. Okay, so argue with the Rima Gaj, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm saying over Rima Gaj. Look up the Rima Gaj. If anyone still has time, if you look at the Rima Gaj, because in tight, I'll try to help you out. All right, fine. So you want to have a different gear? Fine. He's suggesting maybe they had a different gear than the Rima Gaj. Fine, I have no problem. See, it wasn't like that. I was reading the Rima Gaj just like this. Good. Fine. Okay, let's move on. We're running out of time here. What's considered Panim Kadoshes? What's this Hagdar? $1 million question. It's very Nagir because we have to know in Dinei Torah. The Prisha tries to plug into the Tshuva Sarash different Lishonis, and I'll say over the part of the Prisha, use the word verbatim, skipping a few words in the middle, but Teichen Dvarav is something which is a chesaron gadol babayis, very ambiguous a bit, but chesaron gadol babayis is considered panon kadoshes. But something which is dava muet keneged erech habatim, tonight number one, it's small in relative. It could cost $20 million to fix, but if the item was $500 million, it's dava muet kefi erech hadava. It's in relative to the item, it's small. And two, the kala sakna, and it's easy to fix. I wish you would explain a little more. Agdara, it's a shtus off. I mean, what is the, and what's a davar gadol? What's a davar katan? He doesn't. He deliberately, it seems, he's trying to leave it vague. Lefi eini adayin, to decide what's considered muet and gadol lefi erech. I mean, viva is dining lefi erech. Tell me what it is. But all right, but that's the agdara needs a bit of help, but. But Be'emes, if you look through the Tshuvas and the Rishayim, it's not much more like that. The Rishayim don't make a chilek on this. They don't care about how much the Shiva Hadava was, how much it went down. I mean, Mizrach Pitim already points it out, like, what's going on. That nowhere does it say that to fix the windows and doors costs this much, and if it will be a graded, it costs more. The Chfirs Bekaka doesn't cost that. Okay, that's not Panu Kadosh, but the Kaiser Ruah, no one gives you the amount of how much it's going to be. And in Lomdis, it's a very difficult pill to swallow. Because Bishloim had we learned that this halach is like a beni takadin. It's really yafis, yeah, it's not so terrible. So you can tell me that if Lefi Erech Hadova, it's terrible, so then it's no longer yafis, it's like yafis Rois. So I could hear it's really a problem. But everything is a problem. An iota off is already a problem. This is a mum, it's a mum, even if it's a brekel of a mum. It's a mum, we have halacha, mum is even there's no pchas, right? There's a mum. A mum doesn't have to cost anything, but nevertheless, it's a mum, it's something that's wrong with the davo. People are makbin, askimu love, rape, b'nei amadina, shumum, shemagzim, b'alei sameka, magzim, b'alei sameka. But why isn't this a mecha? Not because it's not a mum, it is a mum. It's because you're being mashim, because you have the koyach hashlama. So who cares on your Erech to know my Koyach HaShlam? If I have that Koyach HaShlam, I'll be Mashlam even if the Mum was discounted. Maybe it's Kalos Saknu nevertheless, and even if it costs a lot to be Mesakim. But if I'm willing to be Mesakim, so I'm exercising my ability of HaShlam. By Mido Mishko Minyan, are we going to tell me that if it's from 100 to 99 knots, it's Efshel Hashem? If you go to 98, nope, 97, it goes, 68, that's already a Dovah Gadol, and now you can't be Mashlam. You have a shear of how much it has to be off to Dovah Gadol to be Mashlam. Vada not, there's no such thing. It doesn't make any sense. Because in Vivai, you're dealing with the Koyach HaShlam, you have the Koyach HaShlama. Mito Mishko Minyan, even a Mashu is already a problem. But Vivai, you're blocking it. You're having a bittul blocker with a HaShlama, so you can have it no matter what the Erech is. It's a very hard understanding, a very hard Agarah. That is a Dovah Mu. We have to know what that means. We're going to get. Let's go work through all the Apshatim. The Mirkas Pitim suggests a different shot. And he says, based on this Gemara of Shabbos, which is a nice Makar, because that's really the Makar of this Allah, because Rima Gansh is coming from the Gemara of Shabbos upon Makadoshes. So he says, look over there what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about, we had something that you were Mavato Mechdei Tashmishoi. You start off with a Kli, but if you make a hole in the Kli, or a hole happens in the Kli, Kedei Rimoin, Kum Tois, you Mavato Kedei Tashmishoi, you Mavato Let's Tashmish, it's no longer called a Kli. It's no longer usable, so it's clean. So Memela, that's considered Panim Kadoshes. Memela, he suggests that the shear of Panim Kadosh would be that anything that's the mum is mevatel, the kedei tashmishai of the kli, it's no longer usable, then that's considered Panim Kadoshes to fix. Something which is still usable, no matter how terrible and how costly it is to fix, it's not Panim Kadoshes. Excellent, very good. We're going to get to it. Excellent. You're tapping on a very wichtige nakuda.
First of all, a house without floors and this is usable.
Oh, so Weiss, that's the obvious question. You're going to have to say that he learned that a house without doors and windows is usable. I don't know which town the Minchas Pitim lived in. Clearly, the mice is the again, to fix a kli is very easy also. Very easy. Very easy to fix. Doesn't say anything more difficult to fix. Very easy to fix. Just it's mevato kedei tashmishoi, it's considered bottle l'shem kli, and memelo, it's no longer that kli. Vaisos in the Minchas Pitim, he learned that it's no longer, it's still livable. Vaisos in the Mechava. The Makor Chaim in Hilchos Pesach, the Nesivis, Vaisos had that mashmais as well. He understood. And the Baruch Hashem, the Magen Aleph, jumps on him. He doesn't know which town, what they did in Lisa, but in the rest of the world, Baruch Hashem, no one lives in a house without doors and windows. It wouldn't be safe and wouldn't be recommended. So therefore, it's not considered livable. Mameli jumps in Makor Chaim, and we're doing the same. We're going to jump on the Minchas Pitim, that his Hagdara really doesn't fit in the Mechaba. So why in the Mechaba is it not Panim Kadosh? The Norma goes out of the way to tell you it's not Panim Kadosh. Shri Bais Mokol Avadayim Nikra Bais. Another problem with this Minchas Pitim, which he himself is Maragish, is as a fleeting shot, he is Mitzayin a Tshuvah Sarosh. And a Mechaba later on, if you look it up, it's a beautiful halacha. You look it up in Shin Yud Beis of Yud Zayin, it brings down the Tshuva Zarosh. The halacha is if you rented a house, by Yizes, it is a shibud on the house, and now the house becomes unlivable because it's a sakon oladabai, because the beams are weak and the walls are weak, the kairis and whatever. Nevertheless, Dr. Rosh, that is still Vadayin Nikra Bayis, and you still have a shibud on it, and you can force the masket to build it for you, whatever it is. So you see from there, even though it's a sakona to live in, Taich, it's not livable. I mean, unless you tell me it's livable, just no one should live in it. But it's a sakana to live in. Nevertheless, the Rosh says it's adayin nikra bayis. And Mamelo, it seems that he's magish that this hagdara doesn't really fit 100%.
If the bayis fell down entirely, then he's potter.
Correct. Yeah, that's how lucky. If the bayis falls down entirely, he's potter. Or before, oh, you're getting up. Now, if you look in the Tshuva Zarosh, what is the hagdara over there? There, the Tshuva Zarosh says a beautiful hagdara. And he says, you know what's considered a dainik or a bais? Tell me, what would you do with this item? If you're going to knock it down, so you see it's not a bais. If you'll change its use, you see it's not a bais. But, Gevan, look, what do you do when you have a house that has a weak beam? You support the beam, you fix the beam. So he says, if it's oimid, and it's massive right now, this product is oimid to fix, So this is still considered a bais. A bais that's oimid to fix and repair, to be a good bais, that is still considered a bais. That is the tshuvas of Rosh Hashanah. If we could apply the same... The Hagdara here, if we're making that susha, which is really the Mukhas Pitam susha, it's a very good Hagdara, that the Hagdara would be what's aimed to be fixed. It makes a lot of sense. When I buy an item from you, and I expect a certain house, a house with windows, and you get deliver me a house without windows, so we're going to be mashlim and now have the windows. What's the problem? The problem in Lomnis upon HaKadoshes means that the house that was delivered to the house to meet those expectations, to fulfill my expectations, is it one and the same? When you finally fix it and you deliver the final product, was that final product the house that you actually delivered to me at the time of sale? If you could see that this equals that, that it's one and the same, it's fine. So if this is oimi to be that, yes, sir, that's that bias. Just with a little work, I'll make it that bias. And that's normal, that's oimi, that's fine. If it's an abnormal jump, no one fixes such a house, then that's considered panu kadasha. Because what ended up happening at the end is not associated to the thing that you gave me at the time of the sale, because no one takes that and makes it into the finished product. It makes a lot of sense. In Mamela, a house without windows and doors, no one knocks down a house because it doesn't have windows and doors, they fix it. It's aimless. So Mamela, it's not part of Mekadoshis. Yitzchok's asking what to do with Kosu Ruwa, and it's a good kasha. But Be'etzim, I would like to suggest, I know it's a lot of a Kiddush, and that is basically what you were Mo'irim. Is that, just hold the machshava for a second. What is the lomdas upon a kadash? Again, upon kadash means I take something at the time that you delivered, and I bring it to its final stage, and I see it's one and the same. It's really associated. If I'll have something, but in order to fix, I'll have to knock it down. Right? Let's say it's a meshugan of that. What we do is we take a house, we knock it down, and then we rebuild the house again. Right? So it's also oimed to fix. That's how you do it. No, the second you take the house and you mavato the house, you mavato his ishtamshes of the house, then avada you have the Gemara and Shabbos, that's panim kadoshes. If I had something that was usable, and now I make it unusable, even though ultimately I'll repair it to make it usable once again, but in the middle there was a dip, I don't see the ishtamshes of what you gave me to the final product. I don't see that, because since in the middle there was a bit of hayishtamshes, the Gemara says, if you mavato the kli in the middle, then it's no longer the kli that you gave me. So kosh again, the next step that you fix is not going to be misyaches to the kli that you gave me. Correct. That is the chiddush. That kumtoy is correct. Means
that were bad.
Correct. One second. No, it will come out. Kumtoy. I know I'm saying a davar chiddush. It comes out that had you gave me a house that only had three walls, and it would be oimed to put in a fourth wall b'chayi gavno. That's what oimed to be done with such a house, rather than knock it down. Then if it's oimed to be fixed, it's like I have anything else that's oimed, I have a house that's a sakona, that'll be oimed to be fixed, then this is oimed, I have the Rosh Hashanah, that's considered a dainik rabais. But if you give me a koysa ru'ua, that's be'etzim livable right now, and to repair it, I'll have to remove the wall and replace the wall, which was the case. So then, in the interim, it's no longer usable. At that stage, what ends up happening, you're mavato the ishtamshes, and you're then starting over again, and I don't see the ishtamshes. It's a davar chadish ad moed, nifla ad moed. Very nice, you're shaking your head. I don't mind, I also shake my head. But that's what's come out from the sugya. Means if you learn the Tshuvas of Rosh Hashanah together with the Gemara and Shamas, unless you say they don't stim, it could be they don't stim.
It had windows and doors that were bad and you have to change.
But the windows and doors with its bad stage was livable.
And when you take them off, it's not livable.
And when you take them off, they're not livable, then it'll be panu kadoshes. The reason why that case might be different. Good. Good, you can change one at a time, or you can change it in a way that it could be livable during the change, or better yet, which maybe is a little bigger chiddush, is you could change it in an oifin that doesn't cause you to be unlivable. Do you know anyone who changed windows in the house and they moved out in the middle? Did they move out? I just want to know. The guy came today, he took out the windows and reinstalled the windows. Did they move out of the house while they were doing that? Sorry?
The law says that Rashi knew that they couldn't fix that.
So, If you tell me people stay in a house while they remove one of the supporting walls, while they're changing it, even the same day, I hear, then yes, and it'll be livable the whole time. Today's technology doesn't allow for that. I don't believe that on technology. But if you tell me that was the case, I have no problem, because in time. Well, there's four walls. You're removing one of them. All four are supporting, right?
Right?
Good. Fine. Let me be magdarit. If the way that it's oymed lesakin, because remember the way that it only could be nikrabai is if it's oymed lesakin. If the way that it's oymed lesakin is in a way that will cause it to have a bitter l'shtamshus in between, then you'll have the problem with the Gemara in Shabbos. And if it's in a way that it won't cause a bitter l'shtamshus in between, then you won't have that problem.
Very good. It's not totally in between. It's totally looking at it together, because in Shabbos also in between. Fixed it. In between, every time you fixed it, it was never between.
No, but I'm asking to you, like, let's say you talk about one door at a time, one window at a time. What I'm talking about.
If you would fix all the windows at the same time, that's okay.
Correct.
That's not totally the unfixed.
Correct. Right, if you have, means you're only knocking his floor. But I'm saying if you have 10 windows to replace, will you move out of the house when you have those 10 windows or not? Correct. If you will move out of the house, yes, it's unlivable during the time. If you won't move out of the house, no, it's still livable. And if it's aimed lesak and without a bitter stamchens, everything is fine. Whatever is aimed to be done, if that's the aimed to be done, then that's. So, come to us, the Ramaz halakha might not be so schwer. I'm telling you, it's only panu kadash balakan if either A, it's not oymed, or even if it's oymed and it becomes unlivable, it's a bit like kishnamshes in between.
The case in Shabbos was, as you say, I'm not saying it's like saying that you, it was a small hole, you fix it.
But when the hole had a remain hole in it, you could not use the kli at that time.
No, so he's saying it was a small hole,
that's
the remote.
Right.
Fixed it.
No, so Yitzchak is saying correctly, the Gemara says you look at it collectively, and in its collective process, a remote hole makes the kli not usable. But having a collective process of, let's say, not having windows and doors, if you tell me that you have to move out for that, maskim, so it's not livable. If you tell me you don't have to move out for that, then it is livable. But the Machabis case in the Shnagei, because Machabis started out without the windows. Correct. All right, let's move on because we still have more to go. All right. Because that's the lumdus. The lumdus is the lashon Tzuri Magash is, do you see at the end that this was, it's a chalipin, is this product after the hashlama? Again, well, this whole halacha has nothing to do with baini. It's not how bad and how this and how hashlama and how you compensate. It's a mecca place till you fix the mum. And once you fix the mum, that is now we see like the sale just took a longer period of time. But that's really the product ultimately that you delivered, because we see it. So Dr. Rimagash, at the end of the day, is that the product that you gave me at the time of the sale? Rimagash said, if it's Panan Kadash Balkan, it's not. So if you tell me that's not oymed, so I don't see this yachsus, the final product is not misyachsus to the product that you delivered me at the time of the sale. Because no one takes that product of the sale and build it up and repair it to make the final product. So you don't see that it's yachsus. It's very simple hagdara. It's very move on.
If it's
oymed to be fixed, and you have the rush, and it'll be fine. But now you have... Sorry? Sorry? I told you, but a wall that even if a wall would be aimed to be fixed, but while you remove the wall, you make it unlivable, so you still have the Gemara. If I got it without the wall, so the item that I. If I got it without the wall, just I know it's a docket to but it makes a lot of sense. If I got it without the wall and I fix it at the end, do I see the final product misyakas to the item without the wall? Yes. Why? Because it was oymed. If I got it with the wall and I had to remove the wall and replace the wall, do I see the final product with a good wall to that product which had a bad wall? No, because in between there was a bit of l'shtamshus. In between the repair, there was a bit of l'shtamshus. All right, fine. I give everyone the authority. We can think it out. No problem. Let's move on. All right. The halach is the Gemara in Pesachim says, Hamaska bayis b'cheskes baduk, v'nimtza she'enu baduk. The halach is, alasoicha livdoik, the Seicha, tough luck. He has to fix it, even though the way we go, let's say the Ramah, the Rishonim go, that even though you told me it was going to be Baduk, it's because it's Baduk, you told me it was Baduk, Kamer Rishonim, you even masna that it has to be Baduk, different dargers, Aidah, or Mamash Atanai Mafurish. And the Allah is it, the Mekkah has Kaim, why is it the Gemara, that even though you expected he'd be Baduk, the Nekele Linich Lakima Mitzvah Bamamayne. As I said, the Gemara. Nekele, this Nekele overrides the problem. Good. Zakta Ramban, like Kamari Shainim, Ramban Paskin said, yes, Nekele Mevin Inish Mitzvah, Inish Lakumi Mitzvah Bamamayne, but after I hire somebody to be Baidik the house, the mask is going to have to reimburse me for those costs of hiring somebody to fix, to be Baidik, to fix the problem. That's Allah. Frakta Mogan Avram. Here you have Allah, huh? That you bought, or you rented something, you bought some design that had a problem, a mum, if it's ain't a Baidik, it's a mum. That the Efshar L'Sakein, that eventually the Maske slash Moicha is going to pay for the Tikkun. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, the reason why it's not a Mekkah Toys is because of a new Svara called Nekale Linich L'Kimim Mitzvah B'Mamayni. In fact, the Magen Avraham, it's in clear contrast to this Halakha. This Halakha is by Mum, a regular Halakha by Mum. The Mechabes says Mufurj, Yinakulim Min Adomim Kedei Sheyakza B'Yisakat Musay. Mumbakufa by its design, actually ain't a bodak is bad to him, not even Bagufa Dov. Alright, we can argue about that, but at least here you have something that is a mum, which is Afshal Asakin, which the Moich is going to be Menachem and Adomim, and the Mekkah Kaim, unkein Svarad, unkein Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to fix a house, contrary to popular belief in Lakewood, there's no mitzvah to build. And nevertheless, the Halacha is the Mekkah Kaim. Right, the Mekkah Kaskayim. So, in fact, the Magen Avraham, why does the Gemara need a new Svar? Ibish Lamed, I learned, like the other Rishonim, that the Maska doesn't have to reimburse the Seicha for the cause. Very geshmak. Tassu Zechidish, Negel and Lich, Kimim Mitzvah B'moy. Now, he's going to lose his money for the Sekhar B'dika. But there are more Paskins, you need to reimburse him. So, what do I need a halakha for? You need a Gemara for it. It's a Fush halakha. Rish Lamed Beis, go home. What do you need this halakha for? Everything Magen Avraham, you say this, the Gachilik, it's Mamish, you say it's La halakha. The Magen Avraham says it's cholik if there was a hasna or without hasna. Without any hasna, I sell you a bais. The case of the makab, I sell you a bais. You expected the bais going to have windows and doors. You even visited the bais at the time of contract. You had that expectation, came and it was delivered without the windows and doors. There was no hasna. When there's no hasna, avada zok the Magen Avraham, no problem. Without any kain svar of mitzvah, no problem. Gezintai, the Mekkah Kaskayim if it's Yanaka. What we're talking about is it was Becheskes Boduk. There was a hasna. There was an understanding, an explicit understanding that it's going to be Boduk. And you delivered something which wasn't Boduk. Bechaya Gavna zok the Magen Avraham, without a new svar of Nekalei Linich, Shukim Mitzvah B'Mamayne, it would be a Mekkah Toys. Kum Toys. Kuntai said the Magen Avraham is la halacha, and the Goyin is mashed like that, like the Magen Avraham. Kuntai said this halacha of bias of the Mechaba would be only, or the Ramah's case of Amos Amayim would be only if we didn't discuss. But if I tell you it's clear of any liens, clear of title, there's no Amos Amayim going over it. I represent there are windows and doors, everything is in working order, and it comes out there's no windows and doors, and I'm saying I'll fix it, I'll pay it. No. Zok the Magen Avraham, it's a Mekach Toys. Here, Tikkun is not going to help. If it was explicitly discussed that it's going to have a certain criteria and that doesn't have it, you cannot be Mashlim. That's Zok the Magen Avraham. Zok the Magen Avraham, that the Koyach to be Mashlim is only if it's implicit understanding. If it's an explicit understanding, I'm being Shoylel the Koyach Hashlam. I don't want you Hashlam afterwards. I told you that it's B'chesk, because Bodek means I want to be Bodek at the time of the sale. If you're Mashlim, the case of Cheskes Baduk, according to the Rishonim, were either the different daggers, but the Ramah's case was, that same Ramah says, that they were disgusted that it was going to be Baduk. And if you look in the Rishonim, the Rishonim didn't take it a step further, that it was even a Tanai. I was Amanas that it's Baduk. Okay, it's already in the next step. But at least it was expressed explicitly that it is Baduk. So to Magaram, when we make up certain Tanoim, there it doesn't help Hashlama. I want those Tanoim to be fulfilled at the time of the sale. It doesn't help Hashlama later on. A big Chiddush La'alacha, you have a Magen Avraham and a Goyin. That means it really qualifies this whole halacha. All of a sudden, you're going to use this all the time. Also, now you can no longer, it decimates this halacha in half. Because half the cases are represented.
The other
right
not like this?
Why? Very good. I'm going to get to it. Bald. Excellent. Okay, one second. One sec. Now that's the Magen Avraham's teretz. Frek the Makor Chaim on the Magen Avraham, an Eisen Akasha. Rabbi Sai, it's an Eisen Akasha. It makes the Magen Avraham Chila look silly. Let's read a Ramah together. Ramah says, Zok to Ramah. Avon, imamun beguf habayis, kegoin. He answering the Makar Chaim's kasha? Let me first say the kasha. One second. Zok to Ramah. Avon, imamun beguf habayis. If the mum was beguf habayis, what is the case? Kegoin. Sha'om Maloy explicitly said at the time of the seal, Sheyei Shiloi Kais Lashon. Ramo went out of his way to say, Kegoin Sha'om Maloy Sheyei Shiloi Kais Lashon. A lot of words here. V'nim Tzurua, Einu Yoko Livnes L'Kais Lashonim. Why? Because it's Beguf Habayis. Vais Tois, Sok to Magor Kaim, had it not been Beguf Habayis, let's say, the case of Amos Hamayim, then even though Omaloy, Lahedya, Sheyesh Loi clear of title. Sheyesh Shein Loi Shum Amis Amaim Aversham. Nevertheless, the Mekach would be kind with Hashlama, even though it was explicitly said. The Magavram touched up a Ramah. He's trying to answer up the Shitas Ramah over there. The Machab is not a problem. The Ramah. The Magavram touched up our Ramah is talking about where it was not explicitly discussed. And it's Mefush Ramah, this very Ramah that he's touching up, says, forget. It's like, I'm a Rav Sanigra de Kashala. What is going on? My male is like the Makor Chaim, it can't be, has his own lip shot, whatever. It has its own. Sorry? It really doesn't make a difference. If you look, it doesn't make a difference. But it says, Sha'om Eloi Sheish Lekai Zerom, here Grad in the Matum, that the seller says it. Grad, if you look in the Magaram, it doesn't say that the buyer insists it. Actually, the Gemara's Becheskas Badik means it was with the understanding that it was Badik. If you look in the Rishonim, you'll see the Mashmoyis is, at least some Rishonim, that even if the seller said it. Okay. So Mele Makor Chaim tries to give a different teretz, and we're not going to go into his teretz. His teretz has problems. Good, but at least Magen Avraham's, what's going on? So Be'etzem, I would like to suggest that Be'etzem the Makor Chaim is a Pella, and the Magen Avraham is Poshet. If you look in the Rishonim and the Sugya, the Rishonim say, but what we're talking about is clearly in the sugya that the seich is doing the bedika. He was stuck. He arrived at a house, ain't no bother, right before Yontav. He's stuck. To get the masket to do the bedika, it's too late. It's not going to happen before Yontav. So he did the bedika, with the tircha. Everything fell on him to be mesakin. If you look in the Rishonim hold that had the masket been there and had the masket done the bedika, that's much, much better. If it's a mumoiva and the mask is willing to fix it, alasar, gavaldik, no problem. But the problem is that unfortunately the buyer, the seich, was left with the bill of responsibility to fix the problem, even the cost to fix the problem, and he doesn't want to do it. For them is a chadash, a chidish, negale linich lekiyum mitzvah b'mamoyne. I do state in the Gemara. But clearly, had the mask been doing it, avada, it's no problem, and the mekach is going to be kayim. The only time the Magen Avraham made his chilek, the spout, why he needed a new svara, is if everything is fell on the seicha. If you read the Ramah is talking about where the seller is fixing it. The seller can no longer fix it because it's a mum beguf hadava. Had a namim beguf hadava with panach hadashes, then the seller would be able to fix it. That's the dik, the Ramah. That is not a problem with the Magen Avraham. That's fine. The seller could fix it. It's not a problem. Even though it's Beguf Adav, as long as Abanon Kadoshes, the seller could fix it. Koshkin Hazam is a mime, Zam Beguf Adav, the seller could fix it. Even though you were Masna, the seller could fix it. Avad, the Magen Avraham never meant that. The Magen Avraham is only talking about the case. If you look at Avraham Medayik, he's going to the case of Yanakalim in Adomim, which was the case of the Makaba that the Ramah agreed with, the Ramah even tight, Sharibayis, Magalavadayin, the Krabayis. Frek the Magen Avraham, in the case of Yanakalim in Adomim, where the buyer is fixing it, in fact, the Magen Avraham, what's going on? If that's good, without any sort of nekele, what's going on over here? And for the Magen Avraham, the case of the Machaba over here, if you're not going dumb, he's talking about where he wasn't Masna. Kum dois, lahalok, avada, the Magen Avraham is Maida, that even when you're Masna, everything is fine b'din Hashlomo if the seller is willing to fix. The whole chilek that the Magen Avraham made between Hasna and not Hasna is only if the buyer has to do the fixing.
Also,
But the svar is that if I'm masna b'shas ma'isa, or if there was an understanding, an explanation, I don't want to be busy with it later on to have the headache to fix. If I told you that it's b'chesed b'adik, I didn't want to have the headache later on. But if I'm not masna, so mufrush machaba and chuvis arosh, that if I'm not masna, all you have to do is deduct the money, and the buyer has to do the fixing. Now, grado, it's a shtickle good now. Why? All of a sudden, the Ramah took an about face. We start off the machaba, yinakalom in adomim, that's mufurish, that the buyer is doing the fixing. All of a sudden, by the Ramah is talking about yavak livna sakaisa shalom, the seller is fixing. It's a shtickle intercept. Why was this an about face? I'm not saying, oh, if this cash is a problem. Yeah, it means you can fix it by giving money. I'm not wrong. But like this, it's very, very meduik, faket. And when you're talking about something that was amaloi, then the only option you have is if the seller is willing to tell him fix. When you're talking about without amaloi, without hisna, then even if the buyer has to do the fixing, it would be fine. Now, grado, you can answer the Magen Avraham a different way. If I could hold you for another few minutes, you can answer Magen Avraham a different way. But as in the Gemara says, Aloshin, Nekele Linish Lekumim Mitzvah B'Mamayne. Frekta Achrayinim, where's the Nekele Linish Lekumim Mitzvah B'Mamayne? Where's the Mamayne? You're getting reimbursed. Like these are Shainim, like the Ramah, you're getting reimbursed. And for Kamba Achrayinim, it's talking about, B'Mamayne means that you had laid out the money. Avadi, you're being reimbursed. But till you're being reimbursed, you got to take them to the Dindaya. From kacha yoyim and bezkacha yamayin, it's a shreya ma'isa. So it's going to be a that I don't want to have. So nekla in the shkimi mitzvah m'moyin that had to lay out the money. God would argue with them is because we're talking about schiyas. Can you do ein schiyas m'shalom esel b'lesayif? So you didn't lay out the money yet. But I would say a similar type of art that vivai ein schiyas m'shalom esel b'lesayif. So I'm not mechuyif to lay out any money till the end. For me to do fixing and pay Erev Yontif to do repairs, when bad time I only have to pay Yisro Chag at the end, so that's also, I'm laying out money earlier than I would have had to. So that's the sort of Nekel and Lish commitments of money. That is the Mamoni. Mamela Katayna, very geschmack, that without the Magran would have been Machalak, that Ad Kana we're talking about when the seller's Menakalim and Adomim, or he gives you the money up front to fix, that's fine. But if he's asking you to lay out the money, that you're not mechuyev to do, you're not interested to do, you don't have the reason to do it unless you have the sort of nekalei linich l'kumim mitzvah m'leinei. And that would also be a shtickle geshmak why the Ramah in the middle case said mesala kamum implies that the seller is being mesala kamum. I'm not saying it's great, but the vote is that bishlami when you didn't pay yet, like in the Mechabes case, so you're not kalim in adam, it's not a problem. But if you paid already, the seller's going to have to either fix or cough up the money to the fixing. If he's going to tell me, okay, you fix, I'll pay you eventually. That's not going to help me. I want you to fix or pay the money. And if you're not prepared to give me the money, you're not liquid, and you can't give it to me in a timely fashion that I need the house, the bacharet is mavur, that if I have a tzarech for it, and you don't be mashlem in that time frame, then it's going to be a mekak tois. So it's not going to help me. So bad them, you really have to deliver in a timely fashion. You can't say, okay, you do it, and eventually I'll reimburse you. Now let me interrupt. Rabbi Kahn asked the Shaila that... really, he's mechavin to a kasha. I didn't even bring it out. I did bring it out. Okay, the Sham Mishpat. The Sham Mishpat has on the Magen Avraham. If the Magen Avraham is right, and I'll let you go, the Magen Avraham is right, that when you masna, everything changes. Masna, there's no din of Ashlam anymore. It's only when you know masna, you have the whole sugya. But masna, there's no din of Ashlama. Frekten Sham Mishpat, I is in the kashna. The Rimagash, who spares his whole halacha. How does Rimagash know that when you have a mumbagof adova, the mekak is a mekak toys? From Hocha it's a repe veripe yasa. What was the case? You were masna with an isha mekadeshes amanah shein loch mumen, shein loch mumen, and she had mumen. Vahocha it's a repe veripe yasa shet alocha einu mekadeshes. So to be megash mekan raya, and when it's a mumbe guvadove is einu mekadeshes. Frak the shamish went, no, I'll pay you really when it's einu guvadove it's mekadeshes. Hamas amayim mekadeshes. But you were masna. You made the greatest hasnova amanah shein loch mumen. I said it lahed. You don't have any mumen. That was the hasnah. And Magen Avraham says, once you masna, you throw out sefei, it's nishnegeya, masna doesn't have a parsha of Ashlama. So frek the shamish, but if the Magen Avraham would be right, the shamish would have, the rimagash would have no raya from hoche to roife. Al kocha, you see from the rimagash that being masna doesn't make a difference. As I frek the shamish, but I is in a kash on the Magen Avraham. Lefi dvereinu, the kash heipsach nishdon. The case over there was so she went and she fixed the problem. When she's fixing, when the seller's fixing the problem, there's never a problem. With masa, without masa, avada, that's not a problem. Our whole sugya is talking about, the whole Magaram is only talking about in the Machabis case, when you're fixing, when the buyer's fixing, when the seicher has to do the bedika, then if you are masna, the seicher doesn't want to be left with the tirecha afterwards. But if the seller or masna wants to fix, avada, the Magaram is might, that's not a problem, that the mekach would be kind with Ashlom and Memela, the Rimagash had a right to bring the raya from Hokhei Tzareifei, if not for this new problem that the Rishonim have a different shot in Hokhei Tzareifei, and that is because she's in a mess as a love when he remembers her with the mom, and that's why they argue, and the Machab argues that when it's, even if it's Bekuv Adava, but if it's without Panam Kadoshes, the Mekach is kind. All right.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.